This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing. What are we seeing in the grain markets today?
Well, we'll start out in the grain complex here. First off, some selling pressure came into the corn and soybean markets here in the overnight session. You know, obviously, some rain developed in South America, so that was a big focus here over that three-day weekend. That put some good pressure on beans. We pushed them, all those March beans, all the way down to about the 1350 level. Have come off those lows, traded about 9-10 lower here at the 11 o'clock time frame. Corn's actually hung in there pretty well, 1-2 lower today overall. Again, some of those same selling pressures due to the weather in South America kind of weighing over top the market. But one of the biggest things today, wheat market's got a really good day going up 23 cents. We saw the International Grain Council talk about flour trade being at multi-year highs this year as a forecast. So that may be bringing some profit taking in. And yeah, again, still just got to look at the overall picture on the wheat side. You know, acres are only up 3%, but supplies are down significantly. So that's just maybe giving us a little bit of a boost that maybe wheat's a little bit oversold, helping provide some support into the market in general on the grain side today.
What are we seeing on the other side in the livestock complex?
Over in the livestock sector, we're seeing some selling pressure there today, too. Just kind of waiting for, you know, some news to maybe develop. But lately, cattle markets have been trading sideways. And again, we're still kind of holding that same sideways trend. Watch and see if we get some cash trade to get, you know, talk this week. Last week was 136.37, a little bit disappointing. So we'll wait to see for some direction there, see what's happening on the retail front. And we continue to be concerned about slaughter pays and what's happening with COVID in terms of the chain speed, in terms of these packing plans. And that just keeps a little bit of selling pressure on the front end of these markets. Hogs kind of in the same boat, but watching what's going to go on in the demand side of the equation there. Hog numbers are tight, and that's something that's supporting at least out into those summer months. At least maybe here in the short term, we're a little concerned about where the cash market might go, as well as, you know, what's happening with the slaughter spate.
What are we seeing for demand for grain and livestock, both domestically and globally?
Well, first off, on the grain side, we got weekly export inspections numbers, and those are actually pretty positive today. We saw nearly double on the soybean side, above expectation on the corn side. So that was encouraging. That helped provide some of that mid-morning strength that we saw today. Now, on the beef side, on the product side over there, and the pork products continue to see pretty good demand. Now, again, right now we're concerned about where production is in terms of the amount of meat going into the cooler, so that can sometimes give us some elevated price levels, at least in terms of the retail side, you know, while the chain speed slows down. So, but demand continues to stay good, at least overall. Probably the biggest one that's still least in grains is the question is the soybean market, as we're now starting to compete with those South American beans that are coming online in the northern part of Brazil.
Is there anything else going on in the markets today that you'd like to comment on?
One of the big things we're keeping an eye on, too, is the outside markets today. Stock market's down strongly, so the money's still concerned about where the Fed's going to go with interest rates. And we're seeing the interest rates maybe take some of the juice out of that stock market, pushing about 500 points lower on the Dow here as the time we're talking. But we're watching the energy market. Crude oil's got a potential breakout coming, do contract highs today. And that might be something that helps us lift the commodity sector overall as the demand continues to stay strong for crude oil. But there's definitely some current concerns on the supply side as we're moving past this most recent breakout from the COVID virus.
All right. And how can producers get in touch with you?
Sure. Love to chat with them anytime. Feel free to give me a call, 800-334-9779, or shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. Again, don't forget about our website, totalfarmmarketing.com. A lot of great information out there for producers. Feel free to check out that information. Sign up for some webinars. All right, if you got any questions, feel free to reach out to us.
That again was John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing. We'll have the numbers next.
Welcome to January and 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts and driving conditions along the complete route you plan to take. Allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Be prepared with a winter survival kit in your car. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. And check road conditions across Iowa by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, we have March corn down 2 even at 594.25. December corn down 1 3/4 at 556.5. May soybeans down 10.5 at 1369 even. November soybeans down 8 3/4 at 1284.25. May soybean meal down 1170 at 391.10. And May soybean oil up 4 cents at 58.54. On the Merck, For live cattle, for February, down 35 cents at $137.62. April feeder cattle down 80 cents at $169.55. February lean hogs down 10 cents at $80.80. Pork cutouts for February down 5 cents at $93.75. And Class 3 milk for February down 44 cents at $21.64. Those were the midday markets. I'm Riley Smith. Thanks again to John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for joining us today. Make sure you stay tuned later for the closing markets. Brent Barnett will speak with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group then. This was the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.